Tomorrow's News Today.
All right, investigative journalist Elizabeth Lane's going to be joining us in the fourth hour. She's got recordings of Tyler Robinson's family from sources at the courthouse, seven of them saying they don't believe he was a shooter and there's a cover-up. But when you tune into national media, control corporate media, and Trump media, they say that they all unified say he did it. This is huge. And she's going to break massive news, not just the huge news that broke yesterday. Coming up in the fourth hour, Robert Barnes, former Trump lawyer, really smart expert on geopolitics, the economy, what's unfolding. He joins us in the second hour. Victor Boot, Russian military expert and elected official in Russia that nobody gets to interview. He's coming on with us because he was a political prisoner for 10 years here in the United States and listened to my show every day on AM radio. That's the only reason I'm able to get him. It's a big guest. We'll analyze geopolitics, the Iran war, and more in that hour. But obviously, I'm going to hit a lot of the other huge news. Trump's approval rating is now at an all-time low of 32 points. They thought it couldn't go below 33, another all-time low. And Trump's freaking out over Democrats winning all these different special elections around the country. Well, Trump, it's attacking your own base. It's launching an unpopular war. It's having all the insider trading and Howard Lutnick lying about Epstein. I mean, people are pissed, man. We're not like the Democrats that just cult-like support anything. And then you see one of the top trending stories since yesterday at about 1 p.m. when it broke. The satirical, leftist-owned, Bloomberg-financed Onion is saying that they already own InfoWars and are in the building. I have clips of them saying, we're in the building and we own it. They did that in November of 2024, 17, 18 months ago. This time, they've not even had a court hearing. They're just declaring that they own it. Last time that happened, it killed the traffic to InfoWarsStore.com by 75%. And it never came back. People just think they own it, so they're not going to support them. Talk about deception, folks. And they're running around saying that they're going to, they hired a guy that can talk like me, and that they're going to say they're me and then say lies to discredit me. I mean, it's totally, absolutely illegal. But that's what the left does. They get away with everything. So we've got some of that to hit here, obviously, today. But it is true that we are set to shut down on May 1st. That's how they scheduled it, because they're not the receiver that's trying to do a deal with them at the state court level. It's not official. He wants us shut down. And they're not paying the electric bill, internet bill, any of that stuff. You know, there's plenty of money to fund it and run it. But they can't officially in the court shut us down because it's on appeal. So they're doing it the other way and saying they're going to lease it to the Onion so they can come in here and try to confuse people. I mean, it's going to blow up in their face spectacularly. Obviously, we can block it in court as well, cut and dry. But they hadn't even had a court hearing to do it. They just said, we're doing it, which means Judge Ware Gamble that ran the show trials, she's done this before where she says, okay, I'm going to rule however you say. Give me the paperwork to the Democrat lawyers. They write up whatever ruling they want, and they just hand it to her. And then she signs it. So they think they're definitely coming here to do this. Hey, but guess what? We have the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live on X, major news site about to be launched and announced here in the coming days. But that's why I've been telling you it looked like we shut down the 30th. We've survived a lot of times, literal miracles. People start thinking it's kind of cry wolf or chicken little. It's more like Muhammad Ali winning match after match after match. And when it looks like he's going down, rallying and coming back. I'm not saying I'm Muhammad Ali, but the audience of supporters and activists and the InfoWarriors are Muhammad Ali. And that's what's happened here. But hey, it's just absolutely insane. We'll get to all of that and so much more. Huge developments on the Iran war front and just big developments domestically with what the Democrats are up to. Stay with us. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feeds on X, Alex Jones, and Rumble, the Alex Jones channel. And stay with us.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy. but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out, thealexjonesstore.com, Ultra Methylene Red.
It's Tuesday, April 21st.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we have a really important transmission with massive, yes, incredible breaking news concerning the assassination of Charlie Kirk and more today. This is going to be earth-shaking information, not just what broke yesterday that was bombshell. The grandfather and other family members of Tyler Robinson saying, no, we don't think he did it, and the ballistics don't match, and we think it's a cover-up and a setup, when we're told they all say he did it, that he all confessed. And now I've learned 7 family members have gone on record about this. Elizabeth Lane, investigative journalist, lives in Utah, who's been in studio with us. She will break all this new information in the fourth hour today. But first, the big elephant in the room. Israel is now openly announcing it wants a greater Israel, the greater Levant, Lebanon, you name it. Now the Israeli national news is saying that the government wants to hit Turkey. I mean, this is crazy town. John Bounds filed a report. Here it is. It's supposedly low IQ to explain that the Israeli intelligence assessment, even though the IDF disagreed, by the way.
Israeli politician, leader, Naftali Bennett, explaining Israel's next step. Here's where they're going next. Watch.
A new Turkish threat is emerging. I want to be very clear. Turkey and Qatar have gained influence in Syria, are seeking influence elsewhere and everywhere throughout the region. And from here, I warn, Turkey is the new Iran. Erdogan is sophisticated, dangerous, and he seeks to encircle Israel. We can't close our eyes again.
He's sophisticated and dangerous. It's hardly an endorsement of Erdogan, the Turkish leader, hardly an endorsement of him to say, when Bennett says he's dangerous, what he really means is he's sovereign. We can't tell him what to do. We don't fully control him. We can influence him, and it's clear that Israel and Turkey did have some kind of relationship in the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in Syria last year, just to guess. But the real problem with Turkey is that it can't be controlled. So it is therefore a threat to Israel. And again, not attacking Israel. That's true.
Immediate, full, and unconditional withdrawal from all occupied Lebanese territories. Sustainable calm requires the full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and unwavering respect for Lebanon's sovereignty and territorial integrity along the blue line.
Israel is not just controlling our foreign policy, they're trying to get full control of the media, even more control of domestic policy to ensure on their flank their takeover of the Middle East and to make sure we join them in this. So this is the new world war being set up. We were supposed to pivot to deal with China. Nope, sorry. Israel says China can do whatever it wants. You work for us. It's a big deal. And if you talk about it, well, you're just anti-Jewish. What? Tucker is absolutely right. This is how big empires operate, and Israel is acting like an empire because it controls, to a great extent, the United States. They've got polls in Israel. The majority of Israelis want a greater Israel. They want half of Lebanon. They want large pieces of the rest of the Middle East. And if they think they can go take it, well, then, you know, that's up to them. But we should not pay for it, and we shouldn't die for it. And so Tucker Carlson recently came out and said that Turkey and Lebanon are next. That's because not just Netanyahu's party, but the other major parties, the other two conservative parties that make up the majority together, they're openly giving speeches. I played them a few weeks ago here, saying yes. They're even trying to start selling advanced real estate speculative contracts on once it's taken over, who will get first dibs on it. And so they're carpet bombing Christians in Lebanon, 30 plus thousand homes destroyed. And when you tune into the Christian, you know, Zionist channels that are the dominant channels on cable, there's not a damn word about this, except Huckabee got asked about it a month ago by Tucker, saying, so according to your interpretation of Genesis, Israel can have the whole Middle East. And he said, yes, just take it all. You want to see the clip again?
It is entirely fair for me with respect to ask, what land are you talking about? Because I just read Genesis 15, as I have many times. Mm-hmm. And that land, I think it says, from the Nile to the Euphrates, which is, once again, basically the entire Middle East. So God gave that land to his people, the Jews, or he didn't. You're saying he did. What does that mean? Does Israel have the right to that land? Because you're appealing to Genesis.
Yeah.
You're saying that's the original deed.
It would be fine if they took it all.
Okay. So you go take it all then. And that I've seen Netanyahu's deputy and the leaders of the other parties say on Fox News, Turkey is the new enemy after we take down Iran. Well, it's got the biggest conventional military in NATO. And they just worked with Turkey, Israel did a year and a half ago, right before Trump got in, to take down Assad and put Al-Qaeda in. So it's just, it's a disgusting mess. It's a black hole. It's totally insane.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in for this Tuesday, April 21st, 2026 transmission. Elizabeth Lane is a very well-known, respected investigative journalist. She lives in Utah. She's been investigating for 7 months since Charlie Kirk was killed. And she has breaking absolute proof that basically Tyler Robinson's entire family, parents, grandparents, everybody, says he's totally innocent. This is a cover-up. And I can show you the news articles and the clips. They're currently saying it, that they all think he did it. But they say the official story is not true. Some of the family members got recorded. She ended up getting the recordings. I'll leave it at that. And now she's been talking to folks. And she's going to reveal exclusive information in the fourth hour today. Robert Barnes on the Iran war, on the economy, on Trump having the lowest approval rating in his history, 32 points now, down from 33 just last week. And can Trump be salvaged? This is just a disaster. Certainly not happy about it. That is all coming up in the second hour. Victor Boot, geopolitical expert and Russian military expert, elected official in Russia, exclusively joining us in the third hour. But the big headline is this the end of InfoWars? The Onion is fraudulently claiming they took over InfoWars again after being caught trying to pull off the same hoax in November of 2024. Tune in now for the truth. Plus, Iran war plunges Trump's approval rating to all-time low, 32 points. Tune in to Shuttle Live Feed now. Now, before I hit all that, let's talk about InfoWars. I've been on the air since April 15th, 1994. So just five, 6 days ago was the 32nd anniversary of being on air. I got the URL Infowars.com in 1997 when the Austin deputy fire chief that was a listener and a big John Birch Society guy, I was friends with him and his wife, had dinner with him a lot, had him on the show. He kind of was an unofficial producer. He was still on the fire department, then retired right after that. Great guy, Vic Freeland, Air Force Intelligence, before he was a firefighter. He said, you need to call yourself InfoWar. Well, I went and looked at the register, and InfoWar.com was taken by some security company, but InfoWars.com was available. And he showed me how to register it, launched the website, a basic website, showed me how to post just basic articles, links to them. So I'd post three or four articles each day before my show started, and we were off the races. Wikipedia falsely says it started in 99. That's just not true. But just a little factoid there. So the term InfoWar or InfoWars was not really popular in the public. People didn't know what that meant. Vic Freeland had been in Air Force Intelligence, so he did. And we now popularize the term. It's used everywhere now. And in 2015, 16, 17, I wasn't really keeping score, but the mainstream media and the CIA did, and the Rockefeller Foundation, the documents are public, recognized that I was the most popular English-speaking program, multimedia, audio, video, text, in the world for 3 years. We're still in the top five. And I just had my head down fighting the globalists, didn't really pay attention to the billions of views we're having a month on Facebook and YouTube and just blowing it away with top ratings across the country on talk radio. But we're talking, you know, in the top 10 on Alexa in places like the UK, just wrecking it. In some African countries, number one, it was bizarre. It was popular. And so they came after me with lawfare and demonization and attacks. Starting in 2017. And the globalists came to me in off-record meetings and said, we're going to sue you into oblivion. It's going to start in a few months unless you come work for us. And I said, no. And so we've held them off, despite the deplatforming, the lawsuits, the dirty tricks, the attacks, the targeting of my family, their $1.5 billion judgments. Then the Democrat Party, CIA, DOJ, it's declassified, ran the lawsuits, funded the lawsuits, all of it. They couldn't get the federal judges to engage in their criminal activities, trying to take it away. And so it got kicked back into state court. And the judge that ran the show trials 3 years ago, Judge Gloria Gamble, the Texas show trial, over a year ago, she put a Texas receiver in to come in and start selling it off. He committed suicide a month after. I later learned from people that know him over his wife leaving him. Don't even, never met the guy. I'm sad. You know, I'm not glad he's dead. That was really weird. Then they put in a new guy about 9-10 months ago. I only met him once. He didn't really talk. Came here to the office, him and his lawyer, and they said, oh yeah, we're going to do an auction. We're going to follow the law. You know, we're going to put it up for auction. So, you know, people that support, you can get it, or whoever, you know, to get it, it's going to be open and fair. And we said, they're not going to let you do that. The plaintiffs aren't. And then we noticed a few months ago, they said, well, we're no longer going to pay the satellite bill, the internet bill, things like that. And then starting about a month ago, they began to not pay the bills, even though there's money to operate. Not a ton of extra, but it's there. And so I looked at the tea leaves, as you know, in the last month, and I said, looks like April 30th, because they're going to stop paying the rent then, and it's due May 1st, and the satellite bill, they've already let us go a month over not paying. They said, we're turning you off. So I said, well, essentially then, if my satellite's turned off my radio stations, if I go off the air for a few days, they'll get rid of the show. That is a hard line that we're not giving up. We're not abandoning ship. That's a sunk ship. So I said, we will May 1st launch Galaxy Jones Network and convert over. Well, it looks like I nailed it again, because it was about 1 p.m. yesterday, and the crew walks in and hands me a New York Times article while I'm taking calls. And I rarely read articles while callers are talking. I mean, I listen to you. That's why I had to go back to the caller and say, what was it you were saying? Because I sped read the 8-page article. I can speed read. pretty fast, about a minute. And then I got the caller off and then announced what was happening. Because it's held up on Texas appeal, and because the Third Court of Appeals has signaled they're going to overturn the Texas judgment because it was so ridiculous. I'm not going to get into all the stuff that happened, but just the judge said, I don't care if the Texas cap is at $2 million. I'm busting it to $47 million. And I'm finding him civilly liable for abuse of elders 2 weeks after the jury trial on the show trial, where she already found me guilty, was over. She said, I don't care if the Supreme Court doesn't like this. I'm doing it. Well, it's against the law to then say you're guilty of something or liable for something 2 weeks after a jury's already come in and just tag that on. But that's how she thought she'd bust the caps. So I was in the appeals court hearings a year ago when they looked at their lawyers and said, you can't do that. And their lawyer laughed at them and said, doesn't matter. We have the Connecticut judgment, sort of laughing like a witch. And the three-judge panel, Democrats, went, hearing's over. And they've kept a stay on for almost a year, which is unprecedented. It doesn't let them shut us down. So you're not supposed to shut us down when there's a Texas stay and there's a federal court stay. Lopez kicked it out of his court 8 months ago because they asked for that, but he kept a stay on. And they are hopping pissed, okay? And we've read rulings by the Third Court of Appeals on other First Amendment issues that literally quote our briefings and cases we filed. My lawyer saw it, looked at it, and said, my God, this is literally lifted from our filings. So they're going our way. And if they don't, definitely the Texas Supreme Court. Because the judge thumbed her nose at them when she did that. She said, I don't care, I'm doing it. She literally said that. And we have that in the transcript in our filings as well. Imagine the judge is reading this. I mean, this is just bonker town. So, The Onion, Ben Collins, the MSNBC equivalent of Brian Stelter when he was the censorship czar, they would announce who was bad. They went on CNN and would say who to censor and who to deplatform, starting with me. He was the counterpart of that at MSNBC and worked for Rachel Maddow, who's, we got a clip of her celebrating yesterday, attacking me. I'll get to that in a moment. And they said, InfoWars is ours. We now have it. We're control the studio and control the building, control the websites. None of that's true. There's not even been a fake auction they got caught in that the judge said looked like it was illegal and overturned almost 2 years ago. Remember that? Federal judge. This time, they just say, oh, we talked to the receiver and we read the filing. He's open to leasing it or selling it to them, but he'd have to have a bunch of hearings. We can appeal it. So they just announce that they own it. And you see the headlines everywhere saying that. Complete, absolute horse manure. And so I dealt with that yesterday, went through it all. They're already selling InfoWars merch on their website, on The Onion, which is, they're totally liable. Open and shut court cases right there. Violations of all sorts of stuff. They're just maniacs. Absolute maniacs. But I am forced to shut down because the satellites, they told us, turn off midnight next Thursday. And we've got to go to our 400-plus stations and cable stations. We have a video feed, too. We have to have that. It's like $18,000 a month. So that's all set up, the Alex Jones Network, ready to go, ready to do the, you know, all of it so we don't miss a beat. And they could turn us off before then because a bunch of bills haven't been paid for a month. They already turned off 3 weeks ago the 7 or 8 InfoWars phones we use to stream in the field and, you know, do reports. So everybody's, our reporters and stuff are using their own personal phones. I always use mine anyways. So stuff's already turning off. So I don't know if we'll make it the 9 days until next Thursday night at midnight. But that'll be our last show. We'll go late into the night. All that because that's happened. But we'll be in this no man's land where obviously we're going to go fight them in court, block them, the rest of it, because they say in all these new interviews and the ones they did 18 months ago, 17 months ago, when they failed last time and lied about having control and did the fake auction they got caught in, the judge fired everybody that was involved, including the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department who was running it. They are saying that, no, Alex Jones is a liar, so we're going to copy his lies and make money for the Sandy Hook families, Democrat Party fundraising machine, raise $300 million off my name. It's just bizarre. We're going to put out disinfo in his name. They've hired a comedian that sounds like me and looks a little bit like me. They've already put out promo videos saying, we're the new InfoWars, the guy that looks a little bit like me with a bald head and talks like me with a deep, gravelly voice. And they say we're doing this to hurt him and hurt his brand, to literally wear my skin. You can't do that. I mean, it's just, but see, they're backed by Michael Bloomberg and unlimited funding, so they've been told do this. It's basically a kamikaze attack. And so we will continue on. We will fight them. But the reason the receiver won't sell it to them is he knows it's going to be overturned on appeal, and then they have triple damages for all of that. So instead, he says he's going to, if the court approves it, lease it to them for 6 months. So they took that, you know, the name and all that, they took that and ran with it and said, no, it's ours. We control it. So I'm going to go out to break with a little montage of them a year and a half ago saying they had it, which they didn't, and dovetailing with what they're now saying. Here it is.
Yeah. At first, explain why you wanted to buy this site, what you plan to do with it.
Yeah, so we thought it would be the funniest joke of all time, basically, when we heard about it. And I think that's borne out, frankly. So InfoWars is a clearinghouse for lies and nonsense in a bad way. Like the garbage that they've put out over the last two decades has really hurt a lot of people.
New this morning, the satirical news site The Onion has just won an auction to acquire the media outlet InfoWars.
That is right. The Onion buys Alex Jones's InfoWars in a bankruptcy auction. It sounded like a headline you would read in a satirical newspaper, but this is no joke.
The Onion plans to turn InfoWars into a parody, mocking the kind of disinformation that Alex Jones amplified.
We do lies and garbage in a different way. We have a lot more fun with it than they do. We're very excited to take it over and, you know, create a new, better path for this website.
Overnight, the judge in charge of this put a hold on your purchase, raising questions about the process, raising questions about transparency in the bidding process. What do you make of that? Are you confident this is still going to go through?
Yeah, look, we won the bid. We own InfoWars, and we are very excited about
that. But is it true that you didn't have the highest bid?
We did have the highest bid when you take into account the family's concessions here. They made a concerted effort to make this the best and highest bid for everybody involved. So we're very excited to take that over. And look, it's Alex Jones. If he just handled this graciously and moved away, that would be the funniest part of this whole situation.
This news breaks.
Yeah.
And it's an enormous deal. Everyone's covering it. And then...
this is yesterday.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So the answer I'm here to find out is, like, what the f*** did happen?
Yeah.
And also, in the process of that, what happened to you?
Medicine. Antidepressants. That's what happened to me. So we've come to an agreement with the receiver that we get to take over this asset pretty much immediately. Just in a couple of days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so just to be clear then, the actual big exclusive announcement here is that The Onion has finally acquired InfoWars.
Yes, yes, we have. We've taken over the InfoWars studio and the IP and the website and all that stuff, yeah.
So here I am sitting in InfoWars. There's been no court hearing. We can 100% appeal it, block it for 6 months if we want, win it. And they're just saying the lie again. This is what they do. This is the Democrats. This is the left-hand path. This is who they are. Wait till what I show you when we come back. Stay with us and share the live feeds now. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these... fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexjonesstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I looked into someone's eyes again, and it's been all so long. I never went in to talk again. I tried to silence you.
All right, we're giving you major updates to the future of InfoWars, which is great, because a URL, even if they get it, which they haven't got it, they're lying about, with this Bloomberg Democrat-backed, DOJ-backed operation, you're the InfoWar. Information warfare, telling the truth, countering lies, a war on for your mind. This will only make us bigger. There's a Roman saying that you have not been defeated until you tell yourself you've been defeated. For the exact Latin parlance on it. I think the Romans said it better than I did. Guys, look that up. We'll come back with it later. Harrison read it yesterday perfectly on air during the war room. The Roman saying, you are not defeated until you believe you're defeated. Well, we don't just have hopium here. We're more influential than ever. That doesn't just mean me. It means our guests, our hosts, the listeners, the activists. You are men and women in the arena. I salute you. So here's Rachel Maddow with her former MSNBC censorship expert colleague that now is over at The Onion with Bloomberg, a year and a half after they failed and got egg on their face, announcing that I'm finally getting my comeuppance for the bad things I did that I never did. The judges found me guilty before the show trials. Wouldn't let us put on evidence. Had a fake $1.5 billion judgment. And they always say, I won't pay them. I won't give them money. They have sucked out of the operation over $10 million during the bankruptcy. They've been paid that money. And they never even wanted to keep it. They used it to pay for private investigators, four different firms and international accounting firms to find the hidden money in my criminal activity and to sue my parents. And then all they found was that I told the exact truth. The New York Times would admit, turns out he had meager assets and wasn't hiding money. Hundreds of millions of dollars they claimed I had. At one point, I had $9 million in the bank because I was given a Bitcoin donation and I put it all back into the company because we needed it. It was perfect. In the next 3 years, it turned out that was the exact underage, around $3 million a year we needed. And remember when they had me on the stand in Connecticut, they said, what'd you do with that Bitcoin money? Which I could have kept, it was donated to me. And I said, I'd put it all in the company. We're going to check with the Justice Department. If you're lying, you're going to jail. You want to change your testimony? I said, no, I did that. They couldn't believe it because it doesn't matter. Money to me is just an engine, a funding system to fight tyranny. It's not what I'm going after. A nice car, nice house, medical care, nice travel. Great, that's all wonderful. I like a nice steak. But that's it. Accumulating things is not what I'm doing. I'm trying to fight tyranny and stand up for humanity. That's what invigorates me. That's what empowers me. So here she is celebrating. She's the one that on top of her regular pay was getting $89,000 per show during the COVID rollout to say, if you take the shot, you can't get COVID or spread COVID. All lies. Turns out it makes you get COVID more and makes you sick. She's the monster. She's the fraud. She has the imploded ratings. So here is Mr. Maddow.
In the vast, weird, really right-wing media universe in the United States of America, there's a special and unique place held by an outlet called InfoWars, and its manic host, Alex Jones. Alex Jones, for decades, has peddled Baroque conspiracy theories alongside a really scammy trade in survivalist merchandise and hilarious supplements that promise lots of things I cannot even say or describe on basic.
All right, let's stop right there. Oh, like methylene blue pushed by the HHS secretary. Oh, and bovine colostrum that everybody knows is awesome. Everything I sell is sold by Whole Foods, and we sell the highest quality of it. NAD isn't good. PQQ isn't good. CoQ10 isn't good. Irish Sea Moss isn't good. Medical grade B12 isn't good. Why do you go to any grocery store to just expand it? Everybody knows. You go to your medical doctor, they're putting you on it. Oh my gosh, so scammy. We can't, so bad, we can't even show you. Oh, then you just imagine. My goodness. Is it rhino horns or something? Is it baby powder like they caught the Chinese selling? No. No, it's not. It's incredible stuff that works that gets 5-star ratings. So again, she just, all of it's lies. Continue.
Things I cannot even say or describe on basic cable. InfoWars isn't just one more thing in the weird right-wing media world for all its ridiculousness. InfoWars has left a real-world trail that is not just toxic. I would argue it is evil, specifically when it comes to Alex Jones's signature conspiracy theory that the 2012 massacre of school kids at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, didn't really happen, that it was a hoax, and the kids who were all killed there are, in fact, still alive, or they never existed in the first place.
It's insanity. Pause again. No, the first year or so, when I talked about it, I said it happened. It looked like there was an accomplice that was reported, a guy in the camo that he got arrested. They wanted to shut that down. But a bunch of professors and other people said it didn't happen. I interviewed a few people and hadn't talked about it for over 3 years when they sued me. But they say I made all my money off of it. I'm obsessed on it. Then they make $300 million in their charity off of me. That's the facts. Here it is.
Believably cruel. As Alex Jones repeated.
Show us the cruelty. Show me the evil supplements so bad that you can't show me. Show me the cruelty. Where's the clips? Oh. I'm going to show you later Maddow saying if you take the shot, you can't get COVID and can't spread it. Total lie. She knew it was. See, we show you what they say. Continue.
Pushed that insanity on InfoWars. Some of his fans subjected the grieving families in Sandy Hook to years of online abuse and harassment and death threats. Years into it, in 2018, several Sandy Hook families sued Alex Jones for defamation. Juries found him liable. The families were ultimately awarded about $1.5 billion. But the families have never received a penny of that because Alex Jones declared bankruptcy
after the verdict. Look at the court records, at least $10 million. $10 million, because they had me audited by the IRS. They'd only gotten like five point something. And then they had me audited, and the IRS said, oh my God, you overpaid 4.3 in the last 5 years and gave them that. And the IRS is like, this never happens. $10 million, lady, $10 million. You're a lying sack of filth. Back to her.
Bankruptcy judge ordered that all of InfoWars' assets, including intellectual property, the InfoWars brand itself, needed to be sold off to help Alex Jones satisfy those debts to the families. Well, you may remember about a year and a half ago.
Back it up. All lies. We offered them $75 million over 10 years, more than I ever made personally. But I said, "But I said they're going to refuse it." And they refused that. So they've refused more money than I ever made personally in 30 years on air at the time. Again, to satisfy the debt. Continue.
Alex Jones declared bankruptcy after the verdict. A bankruptcy judge ordered that all of InfoWars' assets.
Declared bankruptcy before because I had no money, and they were saying I had all this money, and I would show them I had no money. More lies. Continue.
Self needed to be sold off to help Alex Jones satisfy those debts to the families. Well, you may remember about a year and a half ago, we learned that the surprise winner of an auction of InfoWars assets was the satirical news site The Onion. For which Alex Jones and InfoWars would, of course, be a delicious punchline. The Onion would turn InfoWars into a parody of itself.
Poses us.
Stop it from doing more harm.
Oh, yeah.
Start maybe repairing some of the harm that it's done. You might also remember, though, that almost as soon as The Onion got a hold of InfoWars, they lost it again. Alex Jones challenged the auction. It's been tied up in court ever since. But then today, a breakthrough. This is the front page of The Onion tonight. Look, The Onion, InfoWars. You can see the top story in the upper left there. At long last, InfoWars is ours. You see the InfoWars logo with the Onion for the O in Info on the upper right-hand side of the screen. The Onion today announced that pending final approval by a judge, they have reached an arrangement to actually truly take over.
Hit pause InfoWars. Again. No, they didn't say pending a judge. They said, it's ours, we won. Let me show you the headlines. Here's ours. The Onion has fraudulently claimed again that it owns InfoWars. And that's right. That's accurate. All right, now, here's the headlines. The Onion relaunches InfoWars as a legal wrangling continues. So here's NBC News saying they have it. Now, here's Bloomberg that's actually financing the attacks. Actually gets right. The Onion aims to seize Alex Jones' InfoWars in lease deal. Aims. It hasn't happened. But they say they did. The Onion launches new effort to turn InfoWars into a parody website to discredit me, to put out disinfo in my name. Alex Jones disputes the Onion's announcement that it controls InfoWars. It's true. They don't yet. It's Newsweek. The Onion's bid for Alex Jones' InfoWars awaits Texas judge's approval. USA Today. That's accurate. They're asking for it. Alex Jones has shirtless meltdown as The Onion prepares to relaunch InfoWars. No, I made a joke about you can get my shirt, the website, but you don't get me. I make us bigger. The Onion signs new deal to take over InfoWars, New York Times. There was no deal signed. Satire website The Onion launches new bid to take over InfoWars. Yeah, it's a new bid. So that's it. Lies upon lies. Back to Rachel Maddow.
InfoWars page, like the original, is chock full of scammy ads. The scammy products include a Demon Guard patch, 24-hour holy protection.
Pause again. Back it up 5 seconds. So she wouldn't show you our scam products, T-shirts, ball caps, badass knives, silver coins. She wouldn't show you the scams we're doing, but, here's the scams they're doing. And they want InfoWars.com to do this with a guy that sounds and looks like me to then, they say in the New York Times, to discredit me. Wow. Truly terroristic. Let's go back.
So Pure O oxygen capsules? As well as an offer to, quote, learn to float. Discover the secret. This is all meant to do some practical good as well. Proceeds from the new Onion-run InfoWars will go in part towards starting to pay off Alex Jones's incredible debts to the families of Sandy Hook. Joining us now is my old friend, Ben Collins, CEO of The Onion. Ben, congratulations.
Yeah, old friend. He used to work for Maddow. Her old friend. This is MSNBC trying to take a show off the air that has more viewers than their old network. Continue.
Thank you so much for making time to be here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Rachel. It's quite a day.
What didn't I say about this that you want people to know? Or did I say anything about it that I got wrong?
No, you got everything right. I do want people to remember that it was 9 days after the election, the 2014 election, where we saw the burning building known as the InfoWars auction and walked directly into it, knowing that likely no one else but Alex Jones is going to bid on that thing. And we won that auction, and then it was, you know, held up in court for reasons we still no one understands. And
The judge said it appeared to be criminal fraud, but he wasn't going to go that far. But he said this should be seen as criminal, and it's because he ordered a public auction for money, for cash, and then you guys behind the scenes, the day before the auction, canceled it and then gave it to you for fiat currency off of my future earnings. He goes, for reasons we don't know. Oh, you know full well. Continue.
Threatened by Alex Jones with the long arm of the Trump government, where he had a lot of friends. And, you know, thankfully, these families, my staff.
Pause again. 20 families, only three families sued me. And two of the families run the big foundations that raise money off my name, saying I'm harassing them $300 million at least. But yeah, the DOJ was criminally investigating them on their own, Ed Martin, and then Todd Blanche, deputy head, killed it 6-7 months ago. And now Ed Martin's been removed from that position, and now Todd Blanche is the head of the DOJ, and Trump is using Sandy Hook to attack me and has endorsed this. Isn't that nice? Even though the Paul Weiss law firm is above this, also involved in the Epstein cover-up at the heart of it, and they did a $40 million settlement with Trump, but now Trump is with the Paul Weiss law firm celebrating this, saying, I deserve it. Just I'm supposed to go, oh, that's wonderful, Trump. You've joined your old enemies to celebrate going after people that just criticize you being set up by Israel to go to this war, and we've been proven right. So just, again, I'm stopping and starting because everything he says is a lie. Let's continue.
Saw it through, and we're about to take over this thing and do something really fun.
Can you tell us more about what your plans are for InfoWars? I mean, obviously, you've got the InfoWars website, but what else do you get, and what should we expect you to do with it?
Yeah, you know, we'll get everything inside of that.
Let me pause again. We'll back it up 10 seconds. Notice you just said we're about to take over. I have the clips. I'll play them. Clip after clip of him on other shows yesterday, podcasts, and news articles saying, we have taken it over. We're in control. We're there. No, you're not. People are warning him, hey, Ben, you need to stop lying so obviously here. Oh, we're about to take it over like a year and a half ago, right? No, you're not. Now, the receiver can turn the internet off and kick us out of the building. That's happening. But you got a big fight on your hands and then a civil rights lawsuit after that, pal. Okay? Back to him.
Can you tell us more about what your plans are for InfoWars? I mean, obviously, you've got the InfoWars website, but what else do you get and what should we expect you to do with it?
Yeah, you know, we'll get everything inside of that way too vast studio in Austin, Texas, where I think we also get like a rowing machine or something. There's something in the inventory list that's a little ridiculous, but we're excited to find out what's actually in there. Most importantly, though, we get to, you know, take over this name. And look, you know, Rachel, the way people get their information now has changed. They get it from people who think, who tell you that you're like one NMO away from solving world hunger or something. That's not actually true, but no one has really made fun of these people professionally yet.
And all right, I'm going to pause again. Not once have they shown a clip of me saying something. Not once have they shown proof of the bad products. Not once. Did I ever say take an enema and save world hunger? What is this? The way to get around disinfo is to say you're a comedian. That's what they're doing. No, he's a propagandist at MSNBC who ran the censorship operation against America. Of the elections, everything. This is spook, folks. Guaranteed. Continue.
National comedian Tim Heidecker to take over this thing. And we look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I have to ask, just because I've been obsessed with it for so long, are you getting all the supplements?
I think that's still up in the air. The first time around, we definitely were, and we were going to boil it all down into one big pill. Now we're not so sure, but we will be selling supplement adjacent stuff. Maybe water that cures everything, or I believe that we're selling omega-3 fish oil from exclusively conservative fish. That's a big important thing for us.
Ben Collins, CEO of The Onion, now at least one of the masters of the InfoWars universe. Ben, congratulations. You have definitely bit off more than you can chew. There's nobody I would rather see do it than you. Thank you so much for being here, my friend. Good luck.
Yeah, one of her former producers. Okay. Oh, yeah, we do sell the highest grade omega-3 fish oil, which heart doctors tell people to take. Yeah, we're such kooks. At long last, InfoWars is ours. And it haven't even had a court hearing. But it's like magical thinking by these people. And it goes on and on and on. But notice they say, oh, do we get the supplements? No. The receiver hasn't let us buy a new product for 8 months. So basically, InfoWarsStore.com had no product to sell. We shut the site down today. You can't order stuff at the InfoWars store. It's still up. Everybody's going to get their orders. They ship out in a few days. We're shut down in like 9 days. Site's over, folks, for now. If it comes back, some miracle, fine. But you'll get all your orders. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com isn't owned by me. It's in Arkansas. That's where you go to get the products. That's where you go to get the supplements and the evil fish oil that they're making jokes about. Oh, my God. Omega-3. Nobody needs that. Man, fish oil's poison. These people are crazy. What you need is a COVID shot. What you need is an experimental gene therapy mRNA, which erases your immune system in their own studies and triples your chances of getting other viruses. So everybody's sick during the summer now. And Matt all lying and saying, if you take the shot, you're protected. You can't get COVID. You can't spread it. She was paid $89,000 every time she said it on record by Pfizer. That's the one selling poison. That's the ones, oh, I'm selling fish oil. Oh, and krill oil. Oh, I'm a bad man. I apologize for selling fish oil. No, I don't. It's excellent. I sell fish oil. She sells poison, COVID shots, and blood clots, and cancer, and infertility, and death, and miscarriage. Yeah, viewers demand apology from MSNBC Rachel Maddow for previous COVID vaccine comments. She needs to be indicted for the conspiracy against humanity along with Fauci and the rest of them. So here's Maddow actually saying it. I don't just tell you she said it like she does about me. I show you it. Here it is.
And I know this sounds like an incremental piece of news, but sit on this for a second enough to absorb what this means. Right? What this means is that we can get there with vaccines. We can end this thing. It means that instead of the vaccine being able, excuse me, it means for instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading and spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were right. Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way. Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
So they lock you down in their own documents for psychological warfare and fear, derange the children, put poison masks on them, lower their oxygen intake, and say, don't worry, take these shots that they admit is the biggest genetic disaster in modern history. And the military going around shooting people with rubber bullets who came outside their house. The left loved that. Arrest illegal aliens and child molesters. Oh, they're evil. And that's what she's selling. That's what she's pushing. Now we're going to start the next hour. I'm actually going to play some COVID clips at the start, the first five. We're just going to play the CDC head, Carol Baker, clip 12, saying the white people are evil. We need to kill them all because then we'll take the shots. We'll play clip 12 when we come back. And we'll play Tucker talking about it, clip 18, the death caused by the shots. And then we'll play Bob Moran on the mass injection and death. I want to start the next hour. Just remember what these people are up to coming up at the start of the next hour. And then I'm going to go to Robert Barnes and more straight ahead. But briefly, I'm funded by you, the viewers and listeners. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It owns and runs the Alex Jones Network. You get great products, and you fund us standing up against these tyrants. Stand with us against these monsters in this long fight. Go now and get ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red. Get the best bovine colostrum. Get the best Shilajit. Get the best Irish sea moss. Get the best CoQ10 and PQQ. We got it all. Whatever the highest rated is, we private label. Some of our stuff's proprietary. We just up even the quality of the highest quality brands out there. And we're doing a fundraiser because the way this all legalese works, if the judge does approve this, we're appealing it. But even on appeal, we're not going to sell InfoWars products anymore. This will be your last chance to get these limited edition classics and new updated limited edition InfoWars ball caps, T-shirts, hoodies, and more. April 30th could be your last chance to get official InfoWars products. Regularly priced, some of these hoodies, $49.99, now $39.99, some down to $15. This is a fundraiser for the future. This is your chance to get exclusive InfoWars products, support me and our operation, the crew directly, and help fuel the fight at the most critical time. Take action now. I got the beef tallow, too, just super high quality for cooking. It's all there. We do surveys of listeners. What do you want? We sell you what you want. Go out and find the best. Second deal, subscribing at 50% off any supplement store-wide. Ultramethylene red, ultramethylene blue. When you subscribe, they hold it back so it never sells out, and you lock in 50% off in perpetuity. Cancel anytime for free, one click in your profile. So, 50% off, you name it. Ultimate chill, ultimate energy. Third deal, every order gets a free mystery gift with purchase. Did you hear that? This is today only. Every order on the site gets a free mystery gift with the purchase on top of everything. And this new t-shirt. Look at this badass shirt. Look at this. Look at this. Info Warriors never say die. That's on the back. And Info Wars on the front. Get it now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder, 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com.
I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the info this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, thealexjonesstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.